USA Radio News.
The police officer found guilty of killing George Floyd wants a new trial. Tim Berg reports.
An attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal for a new trial. The 82-page appeal argued several reasons why Chauvin could not have received a fair trial in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney says jurors felt pressure over further protests and riots by Twin Cities residents if the former officer was acquitted.
A study Tuesday from the CDC reports three-quarters of U.S. children have been infected with the coronavirus. Among Americans of all ages, more than half showed signs of previous infection. In addition, the research indicated signs of past infections rose dramatically between December and February when the Omicron variant surged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Vice President Kamala Harris is isolating after being diagnosed with COVID-19.
The White House is reporting Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday tested positive for COVID-19. Harris, who is fully vaccinated and received a booster shot back in October, has no symptoms. She will isolate and work from the Vice President's residence in Washington. Should be noted, vaccinated Democrat Senators Chris Murphy from Connecticut and Ron Wyden from Oregon also tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Both have mild symptoms. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, rumors of Russian President Vladimir Putin's declining health surfaced again on Tuesday. The New York Post reported Putin's face looked, quote, noticeably bloated, unquote, while he posed for pictures with a Russian figure skater. The Post also reported Putin looked swollen last week and appeared to hold onto a table for support in a meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
It's been a difficult week for Netflix and CNN Plus. Netflix is seeing its stock prices dwindle, while CNN Plus barely made a ripple before the network pulled the plug. Steve Forbes, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, explained to Newsmax why this might be happening.
Well, I think what you see happening with Netflix, and I think Elon Musk really put it very well, people don't like all this wokey content. And that's why Netflix is losing subscribers. Yes, the competition is very severe. When you spend $15 billion, $20 billion a year, and most of that is stuff that people really don't like, you got a problem. So CNN didn't even get off the launch pad because people didn't see anything that was going to be unique, that's something that they would want to pay money down for.
Wisconsin police announced the arrest of a juvenile suspect on Tuesday night in a shocking death of a missing 10-year-old girl found murdered near her aunt's home. Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matthew Kelm said the suspect is not a stranger and that tips from the community led to the arrest. 10-year-old Lily Peters' father reported her missing Sunday night when she did not return home from her aunt's house. Her body was discovered the next day. And the New Mexico sheriff investigating the fatal film set shooting of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin said he's waiting on forensic analysis before turning the case over to prosecutors. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.